Welcome. Thank you for coming. This is the KHNS Skagway Borough Mayoral and Assembly Candidate Forum. Just a reminder that this is a forum and not a debate. I'm KHNS News Director Jillian Rogers, and this is reporter Emily Files. We have two candidates running for borough mayor, incumbent Mark Schaefer and Roger Griffin. There are four assembly candidates running for two open seats. They are incumbent Steve Burnham Jr. He's joining us by phone tonight. Jay Burnham, along with write-in candidates Mavis Irene Hendrickson and Dave Brenna. Dave was unavailable to come tonight. We're going to try to keep the forum to about an hour. We'll be asking questions from us and from you, the residents. Candidates, we ask that you keep your answers to about 2 minutes. I'm going to time you, so when you're starting to go over, I have a sign, and I'm not afraid to use it. So let's get started. The first question is, we're going to ask you to introduce yourself and tell us why you're running for mayor or assembly. And Mark, we're going to start with you.
Well, I'm Mark Schaefer, currently mayor of Skagway. I'm running because I enjoy serving the community, and I work well with the assembly, and it's rewarding.
Thank you. Roger?
Well, I'm sure glad to see everybody here tonight, and it's good to have a good turnout for debate and appreciate the interest regardless of the outcome of the election. It's good to see folks turn out for this. So be that as it may, I'm running for mayor because Skagway is a pretty special town. I have left, as many do, and have returned, as many do, and there's a reason for this. Skagway has something that draws me and others back, I expect, in part, too many colonists, excuse me, because Skagway is the gateway to the interior northwest of the continent. The Tlingits knew that, Captain William Moore knew that, Michael J. Haney knew that, the U.S. Army in World War II knew that. My fear is that Skagway's geography, heritage, its sense of community, its unique and occasionally cranky characters are about to be sold down the river. I want to protect Skagway's interest, not change Skagway's character. Municipal government is the only barrier we have to protect us. I am running for mayor to restore balance to the assembly and to ensure that self-interest takes a back seat to public interest. Thank you.
Thank you. Mavis?
Well, I've spent 60 years here, and I started my life here, and I'll probably finish it here, but I really am interested in seeing the economy diversified, and that's the main reason that I'm here. However, I am very adamant about the lease, and but it's a done deal when the election's over. So the reason really that I would like to see us broaden our economy, and so we have something to fill in between the cracks when everything else quits. And I have ideas, and I feel that they can work. Guess that's it.
Thank you. Steve, you're next. If you could introduce yourself and let us know why you're running for re-election.
My name is Steve Burnham, Jr. I'm running for borough assembly seat. I've lived in Skagway for 37 years. After my wife and I built a house here in 2010, I started becoming more involved in the community. I was on the Historic District Commission, planning and zoning, and then I chaired the Recycling Committee before becoming elected in 2012. I'm committed to maintaining and improving Skagway in ways that reflect the public's interest. So if reelected, I would continue to handle the city's day-to-day business in resolving issues in a thoughtful and fair manner that includes and reflects the public's interest. Volunteering for the municipality as an assembly member is a full-time job, and there are any number of approaches to an idea or issue, as assembly member, I'll always try to determine the best course for the community as a whole.
Thank you.
That's all.
Thank you. Jay?
My name's Jay Burnham, and I was born and raised here, like Mavis. I'm running for the assembly, I guess, because growing up here and, well, this community has given me a lot, and I would really like to give back to the community. And I feel that going for the assembly would be one of the ways that I could help out the community and listen to them and also give them, well, hopefully, what they want and what they ask for. So that's pretty much why I'm running for the assembly.
Thank you. Okay. First question, how would you envision Skagway ideally in 10 years? What industries and other economic changes do you see? Steve?
Over the next 10 years, I would really like to sustain the current economy and open the door for expansion of, you know, other opportunities of economic development. And a lot of those just involve efficiencies in how the municipality is operated as far as, you know, our departments go. There's a lot of things we could do that are more efficient to cut costs, which would allow us to expand for more jobs for the municipality. Additionally, things like the waterfront should be dealt with so that, you know, we maintain the current economy that we've got. I don't know that it's possible to expand it for more tourism, but I would like to sustain what we have, because a lot of the jobs in Skagway, as far as the economy go, are based off of the port. But there's also room for expanded commerce and shipments through Skagway that could potentially, you know, create and sustain more, you know, retail jobs, restaurant jobs throughout the winter. So that's kind of what I'm looking at.
Thank you. Mavis, how would you envision Skagway ideally in 10 years? What industries and other economic changes do you see?
It's important to get our issues on the harbor straightened out. But I see expansion of a lot of things. One thing, tourism. We concentrate on cruise ships only, and there's a lot of other types of tourism that could be done. However, tourism is very seasonal, and the things that I see that might not be seasonal is actually encouraging people to retire here and taking care of the seniors that we have. And the other one is education. And in that, I think out of the box. But I think that we can make winter education in the winter economic development. And the things that could be expanded in the summer, tourism very easily, is fishing and basically fishing, encouraging people to come for longer periods of time, not just in one day and out. And I guess what do I see in 10 years? You know, the first thing we have to do is get a plan. And you won't see that plan you work your plan. It'll take 10 years or better to really get everything going. Everything takes about 10 years to plan. When you expand your energy things. It's about 10 years. The main thing is to protect the industry we have and then from there expand.
Thank you. Roger, how would you envision Skagway ideally in 10 years? What industries and other economic changes do you see?
Well, I think there's a a number of things, and I think the first and to me most important thing would be that Skagway is a place where young families can afford to settle and have a comfortable home and have enough of an income to not have to shuttle back and forth between here and the lower 48. In other words, I'm talking about a year-round economy. Having said that, I think that, cruise ship tourism is always going to be a mainstay of Skagway's economy. And a major part of that picture has to be a healthy and economically viable White Pass Railroad. And part of that also, and again, we can't depend upon one leg. You talk about a three-legged stool. You know, one leg is the cruise ships, the other leg would be the railroad, and the other leg would be the other aspect of our economy, which would be our waterfront, and the cruise ship waterfront in particular. And so along that line, what I'd want to see is a port authority, and it would be something that would be responsible to the community of Skagway, and it would be an enterprise fund, and it would operate so that the benefit from that port go to the people who live here in town. And the last thing I'd want to see, and this is kind of the what I see as the bellwether of the social health of a community, and that would be a solid and stable student population at the school. And right now it fluctuates quite a bit between the time school starts in August and then after all of the seasonal people leave, and then it picks up again in the spring. And that's an indicator, I think, that we need to at least level out quite a bit. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark, how would you envision Skagway ideally in 10 years? What industries or other economic changes do you see?
Well, I would like to see the economy better than it is now in 10 years. This is something that we've been working on continuously since I've been elected, so it's kind of a constant work in progress. All aspects of the economy we have now, plus other things that we can develop. The mineral market we've been targeting, trying to encourage that. But boils down to all the things that make the community what it is. School count was one of the things that we started thinking about the economy for. It was down really low. We wanted to see the port get further developed. Been working on that steadily for a long time. That's all related to jobs, people being able to stay in the community. We've recognized that and continue to work on ways to try to resolve some of those issues. Industries we can exploit, mineral, we know there's a bigger market there. Tourism continues to grow slowly. We've plateaued a bit. We saw this coming quite a long time ago, actually. So we know there's a bit of a plateau, but it still continues to grow a little bit. We want to encourage all of those things. We see a really high unemployment rate in the wintertime, and we've all recognized that and continue to look for ways to fix that. So many, many angles we can look at, from getting people to stay here year-round. They need jobs. Kids in school, they need jobs. So on and so forth. Seniors here, those are all brilliant ideas that, have been a target for quite a while.
Thank you. Jay, how would you envision Skagway ideally in 10 years? What industries and other economic changes do you see?
Well, Skagway ideally in 10 years, I would see the waterfront expanding with a floating dock. I would see the community projects finished, the recycling center out across the bridge there, the rec center expanded to include a swimming pool. Looking into, and of course those would also include more jobs in town, and also maybe looking into West Creek, the hydro project out there, and seeing if it would be feasible, or looking to other avenues of energy for Skagway.
Thank you. Okay, this next question, we're going to start with Mavis. As part of the Gateway Project, a new dock is planned to support larger cruise ships. Do you support an expanded cruise ship industry in Skagway?
Did you say me?
I did.
Yes, I support a greater cruise ship industry in Skagway. But we also need to realize the size of our port and think through all the things that will happen if everything we want happens. The idea of be careful what you wish for is really, really out there. If we get mining and tourism, that's a couple of strange things to put together. I feel we can, but to expand them, we have to look ahead of the other things that they cause, and are we able to handle all those? We need to sit down and look at our tourism really closely. We need to look at what we're looking for the mining closely. That road down here is two lane, and it's pretty hard to make it a third lane. And so I think all these things, I'm for expanding them all, but I think we really need to sit down and look at what we're wishing for.
Thank you. Roger, as part of the Gateway Project, a new dock is planned to support larger cruise ships. Do you support an expanded cruise ship industry in Skagway?
I do. And I think Mavis gave a really good answer in the sense that you need to be careful what you wish for. I think that what the biggest caveat to that comment that I would offer is that we need to make sure that the existing infrastructure in Skagway can accommodate an additional number, however many, of people that come into our town. And I don't know whether it is sufficient, but we need to make sure it matches. Having said that, and as part of the Gateway Project, I think that that I would support it if it was done under the auspices of a port authority that was operated by the city of Skagway. Under the White Pass lease, as it's been proposed, White Pass will control all of the cruise ship berthing. And I think that with that control, they will tend to control a lot of the retail sector, ultimately downtown, and will pretty much turn into a, well, the phrase I've used will have the Walmart effect, and that is not desirable. And so my final answer, the one-sentence summary, is yes, but.
Thank you.
Sure.
Mark, as part of the Gateway Project, a new dock is planned to support larger cruise ships. Do you support an expanded cruise ship industry in Skagway?
As I said earlier, we continue to pursue those things. We have been for quite a while. Floating dock is essential in being able to anchor the breakaway class ship and the breakaway plus class ship. Those are large vessels that carry a large capacity, and that's part of the plan we've been working on for a while. That dock has to come. We have the solutions to deal with the visitors to come here, and we're very thankful that the visitors come here to see Skagway. It's how we make our living all the way around. So there's ways to manage an expanded industry, and I think we've really done a really good job of it overall as a community to do things. In my time here, we've seen an evolution of Skagway from town with dirt streets and buildings that looked like a ghost town in some ways. And it's been very, very well redeveloped and just improved for the visitors in particular because of the demand that they They drive a public safety building, for instance. We have 965 people that live in Skagway some part of the year. I always like to think that population gets down to maybe half that in wintertime. But we certainly don't need the public safety building we're going to do for that population. We need it for our very robust visitor population. So finding solutions is the way to go, and we welcome our visitors. We're happy to have them.
Thank you. Next one's for Steve. Do you want to help me out?
I'm not opposed to an expanded cruise ship industry in Skagway. However, I think that the floating dock as proposed for the breakaway class ships to port in Skagway is necessary for the sustainability of the current influx of cruise ship tourism in the Skagway. I believe that a lot of the smaller ships could end up putting their passengers onto the bigger ship. So as we get one big cruise ship breakaway class, those smaller ships may go elsewhere. Now, hopefully we'll be able to market the port so that other smaller ships will come in and utilize the port at the same time. But I think on a minimum, we should definitely work to sustain the current influx of cruise ship passengers, and the floating dock is absolutely necessary to do that. We also, in sustaining our current tourism capacity for cruise passengers, I think there's still room for improvement and added efficiencies as far as extra bathrooms and more walkways, more signage so that visitors know where they are and where they're at. And there's a lot of different ways to communicate those things, but we really need to have a kind of a port transportation plan in order to make sure that as we expand and improve the port, all those things are communicated to every user of the port. That's all.
Thank you. Jay, as part of the Gateway Project, a new dock is planned to support larger cruise ships. Do you support an expanded cruise ship industry in Skagway?
I do support it, and after listening to all these wonderful answers, I think they've used up just about all the reasons. I think that Skagway can handle more passengers, more tourists in the summer. But as was pointed out, improving the infrastructure is important to, you know, give them something to do. So that's my answer.
Thank you. And Jay, we're going to start with you on this next one. What is your stance on the Tidelands lease, and why would that stance be beneficial to the people in Skagway?
Well, the Tidelands lease. I think it would be beneficial to Skagway for many reasons. I've been talking to a lot of different people about that, and just to name a few would be at the end of the lease, the docks are Skagway's. The amount of land that we recover from the lease at 2013, 90% of the uplands will be available to do the Gateway Project. The amount of money that is being, the amount of money being paid for the lease is being basically doubled to start with and then increased throughout the term of the lease. That's pretty much my feelings on it.
Thank you. Roger, what is your stance on the Tidelands lease, and why would that stance be beneficial to the people in Skagway?
Well, so how much time do I have?
2 minutes.
I'm absolutely opposed to it. Absolutely. I think it's a bad deal for Skagway in every sense of the word. And you could just every time you turn over a piece of paper, you find another reason that it's that it's a bad deal. But let's start with the simple stuff. All right, the floating dock that has been proposed, and which in concept I'm in favor of, costs some $12.6 million, and Skagway's putting in half of that money, $6.3 million, but is receiving none of the revenue from that dock. Now, the rationale that that's a good deal for Skagway is that, well, we'll get sales tax and CPV tax and all that kind of stuff, but we'd get that anyway without the dock. Or we'd get that if White Pass paid all the money for the dock, or if Skagway paid all the money. So that's a nonsensical economic rationale. It doesn't compute. The other reason I'm opposed to it, and it is not favorable to Skagway, is because White Pass will control all of the large cruise ship berthing here in Skagway. That means they will collect the wharfage fees and whatever other rentals that come in along with that. That's the economic doorway to our community. And if I could draw an analogy on that as to why it's significant, according to the lease, they say they're only leasing a fairly small piece of ground, all right? And if I own this entire hall here, but that piece of ground that is being leased is the doorway, you have control of what goes on inside here. And that is what the effect of the White Pass lease will be. The remediation costs for the lead and mercury contamination in that basin are incomplete. There's a wide range of numbers that have been thrown out, anywhere from $3.5 million, which accounts for the money that White Pass is putting into it and the money that the state is putting into it. And it could go all the way up to as much as perhaps $10 million. What they haven't factored in and what hasn't been displayed to the public, all this stuff is coming out dribble by dribble by dribble, is the cost of the actual remediation once they get the stuff up on the ground. And this is the lead and the mercury and the contaminated water. And then what do we do with it? And they haven't decided yet. And that's easily probably going to be half the cost of the remediation on this project. So frankly, we're being sold a bill of goods when it comes to remediation.
You're at 2 minutes, Roger.
I'm at 2 minutes?
You're at 2 minutes.
I'm at 2 minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, meet me after the meeting and I will tell you some more. Thank you.
Thank you. Mavis, what is your stance on the Tidelands lease, and why would that stance be beneficial to the people in Skagway?
I'm very much opposed to it. I waited 46 years for it to go away, and now we're going to add to it. I feel that we should reject it. However, it's negotiable, something different. I don't feel that there has been a true evaluation of the harbor, and that the money that we will get for it is, I feel that it's worth more. But the biggest thing I really have problems with is giving a monopoly on the waterfront to one company. They already have the best dock in town, and they use it for close to half of the people that they handle, over half of the people they handle. And I'm not opposed to leasing after us sitting back and studying the situation, leasing a dock, but I really think that the ore dock, which is also going to handle other cargo, it should stay in the control of the community. And on that, we are not going to get the income from businesses that are on there. They're going to give us back the businesses, but we don't get the income until after 2023. And this is because of an apostle agreement made in 2010, territory is tied up in leases, not all of it, but some of it, clear to 2023. It's actually a disadvantage for us to take the the property back until the income stream comes with it. And that apostle was given by the city assembly under the lawyer said, don't do it. And that them giving the White Pass the right to make get a loan and use it as collateral is going to cost us somewhere in the vicinity to $2 or $3 million. That's how much the rent is. They're going to use the rent to pay off that loan.
Thank you, Mavis. The next one is for Steve. Steve is next, rather.
Okay, thank you. I support the Tidelands lease. That said, the lease was always subject to be decided by the voters, and I've always been strongly in support of that. As my voting record on the assembly will show, I've consistently supported the vote of the people to make the final decision on this than other larger leases, actually. That said, the White Pass lease, as currently stands, they would be leasing 2.89 acres, the submerged tideland directly underneath the docks. The municipality would be earning monies from commerce and commodities shipments from the north end of the White Pass dock. That's where the ore ships park. If the floating dock is built, it'll be used by a cruise passenger vessel excise tax. That's how the municipality is paying for their share of it. That's $5 a head, assuming that we continue to get those funds. And the municipality will also be making commerce and commodity shipments from that dock as well. The current design for that dock is to be an intermodal dock, which is roll-on, roll-off. But my big, I really support it because I would really like to see the harbor get cleaned up ASAP. A lot of people have said that the contamination contribution by White Pass of $2 million is capped. That's not accurate. It is a contribution only, and if DEC or EPA mandate that White Pass pay more, that will have to be, and that will be decided in court most likely. But that's not up to the municipality. And so I would really just like to see this cleaned up. If the voters vote it down, then we'll listen to that loud and clear and find out the best ways to move forward.
Thank you. Mark, what is your stance on the Tidelands lease, and why would that stance be most beneficial to Skagway?
I support the lease and what the assembly has done. As it was said just a minute ago, ultimately the decision's going to be made by the voters, and you know, whatever they decide is going to be the proper answer for us. We plan to do an exit poll to get a little information as people leave the voting booth, if you will. But there's a number of good reasons to do it. The environmental issue for me is the number one reason. We had community support to put money into Gateway via a bond. And that's a pretty good indication that people wanted to see something done. And we can't just sit. We got $10 million from the governor. We got another $1.5 million from the legislature, $5 million from the people of Skagway. That'll be repaid out of revenues from down there. On the waterfront, to move forward with the Gateway, but to get the Gateway, we had to have a lease. So if it's not good, that's okay. That's what we need to hear. We insisted it come to the people. It could have been done other ways. That wasn't going to fly with the assembly, and I commend them for that. We need to hear the answer, and we will go whatever way that the community so decides.
Thank you. So I have a follow-up question from the audience, and we'll start with Roger. Will a stalemate over the lease cause White Pass to abandon maintenance and upkeep on existing docks?
Could you repeat that again?
Will a stalemate over the lease cause White Pass to abandon maintenance and upkeep on existing docks? This is an audience question.
Yeah, I looked at the lease just before I came down here this evening and kind of anticipating that there might be something along this line, you know, what goes on with continuing maintenance. And in looking at the primary lease itself, there's no specific language that I saw that addresses whether or not White Bass has to maintain the existing dock. I think it's a matter of good business and good citizenship, and not to mention the safety requirements imposed by the state of Alaska and agencies such as OSHA, White Pass would have an obligation to maintain those docks as long as they are operating them for the duration of the lease. So I think the responsibility is there, and if I was mayor, I would work to support the longshoremen that work out on that dock to ensure that they have a safe working environment.
Thank you.
Sure.
Steve Burnham is next.
Okay, thank you. As current, there, you know, the assembly has sent letters to White Pass in the past. I think there was quite a bit of discussion of this in 2013 regarding the maintenance of the ore dock, and we have held White Pass to a standard that they are supposed to maintain the docks. I believe that there is enough grounds to keep them to maintain those docks. If they don't keep them up to snuff as far as safety goes, there's consequence of the municipality looking at that as allowing the docks to, you know, basically deteriorate and not be safe anymore, and we could actually move in and most likely recover the property. And so White Pass will most likely maintain those docks and probably do some improvements to them before the end of the lease. I think they're held to that.
Thank you. Mark. Will a stalemate over the lease cause White Pass to abandon maintenance and upkeep for the existing docks, on the existing docks?
I would say no. It's really a question for White Pass, but Stephen stated it. They're obligated. We spent about $90,000 on a study a while back after concern from longshoremen on some of the condition of the dock, and we held White Pass to a standard, basically making them take care of it. It got repaired in good order quickly. So I think, again, it's probably a question for White Pass, but I don't see them abandoning it. They have a commitment to, actually, in the current agreement.
Thank you. Mavis, an audience question. Will a stalemate over the lease cause White Pass to abandon maintenance and upkeep on the existing docks?
I don't think so. It's in White Pass's best interest, our best interest, the state's best interest, the industry's best interest to keep those docks safe. And it's probably up to all of us to see that they're kept safe. Those docks are 30 years old or 35 years old, and they will depreciate. And basically, these leases are probably timed to be for the length of the use of the dock. So this idea that White Pass could tear them down if they don't have a lease, they'd do us a favor if they did tear them down, because it costs money to tear things down, too. I just think that it's in everybody's interest to keep them safe. You don't want that in the newspaper, that somebody got killed in our docks up here because they weren't safe.
Thank you. Jay. Will a stalemate over the lease cause White Pass to abandon maintenance and upkeep on the existing docks?
I don't think so. It's like it's been pointed out, it's just good business to keep the docks safe. And if you're going to have people talking about their first impression of Skagway and seeing the docks in a disrepair, that wouldn't be good business for White Pass or actually anyone in Skagway. So that's pretty much it.
Thank you. This one is for Mark. If elected, what actions would you take or recommend on the West Creek Hydroelectric Project?
Well, I think just what we're doing now, it's a long study. It'll take communities input, in other words, to do or not to do. We did a survey of people a while back, and there was support to just continue the study. When you do a hydro project, it takes a tremendous amount of time to study a number of different things, and that's where we're at now. That's what we're doing. It'll be a community decision. Again, like kind of like the lease, it's not something that we're just going to decide to do at the table. And I think we need to continue looking at renewable energy in general, as opposed to fossil fuels. This is really important for the environment as well. But it's got to be sound. The community has to support it. And the potential there is worth continuing to study it. If we can, Mavis here has a real problem with smoke in the air, and a number of people do with cruise ships. So it's just prudent to continue to look at it and look for solutions to keep our air clean and get off fossil fuels. It may not be the answer. It's going to take some time to figure it out.
Thank you. Jay, if elected, what actions would you take or recommend on the West Creek Hydroelectric Project?
I would just what Mark said, continue to study it, get the input from people, find out the possible environmental impacts from a hydro plant, and just continue to look at it and find out if it would be the best course of action for the town.
Thank you.
West Creek Hydro, we just had a big discussion about this a few weeks ago on assembly level, where I supported an application for a up to $500,000 grant to do further exploration and study of the West Creek Hydro project. And at that discussion, I said that there was a West Creek plan that indicated that they had done McDowell Group did a poll or a survey that noted that 40% of the Skagway voters for public were in favor, 32 were against, and 24 were undecided. And so I think that indicates that we need more information on that project, and we also need to do continued surveys and polls to see if there's still support with the knowledge that we've currently gained. I also think that we need to diversify our energy creation, and so we need to look at tidal, we need to look at wind, we need to look at solar, and especially in the creation of new municipal facilities. We need to set an example for the community by doing studies for those buildings to make sure that those sorts of things are viable and will pay for themselves and be energy efficient and cost effective. As far as further hydro, I think we should also consider studies on Burrow Creek and the Norse Valley. As far as energy, I'm not in favor of LNG. I think that we should produce our power locally and not increase diesel use over natural gas fracking for, you know, our benefit. I think that we should try to create our energy locally.
Thank you. Roger, if elected, what actions would you take or recommend on the West Creek Hydroelectric Project?
Well, I think that, this is one of the things we're at, sitting right here and now. I don't see a yes or no answer on it one way or the other. I mean, I think the advantages are fairly clear. You know, we can clean up our air here in town from the cruise ships. I think that's a real plus. And Mark and the other folks have mentioned that, and they're absolutely spot on. The disadvantages, a lot of people recreate up there, and it's a place where you can get away from the hustle-bustle of downtown Skagway, and that's an important consideration. As I understand the action that the Assembly took on this, one of the outcomes will be an environmental impact statement. And if that environmental impact statement is properly done, you include all of the different elements or stakeholders in the community that are involved with this. And we're talking about the recreation people, and we're talking about the cruise ship people, and we're talking about, for example, AP&T, and of course, the city of Skagway. So if we monitor that process carefully and ensure that everybody has an ability to participate in it, then we should come out. And one of the outcomes of an EIS is that there are alternatives and there is a preferred alternative. So one of the outcomes should be something that everyone can live with.
Thank you.
Sure.
Mavis, if elected, what actions would you take or recommend on the West Creek Hydroelectric Project?
This is a subject that I pound council and everybody else about. My son in 27 found when he was clearing the path to Upper Lake a lot of trees, and he soon found that all the trees were hemlocks. And he said, "Mom, find out why the hemlocks are dying on the Upper Lake Trail." And with the help of the Park Service and the Forest Service, I found that it's probably from the cruise ships. Hemlock and mountain ash are very sensitive to air quality. When I tried to say, well, we should, at that same time, I found out about plugging in cruise ships, and I thought, oh, we need to plug in the cruise ships. Well, that's not a simple thing. One cruise ship takes more power than Haydens and Skagway put together. And so I proceeded to try to figure out how we could get power. And turning to Southeast Conference, which I lived in Ketchikan, and that's probably where Southeast Conference got started and have done wonderful things. And I thought, well, their plan was a pretty good plan, except at the end it was, we'll talk about Skagway when all this is done. And I could see that we weren't going to get any help from Southeast Conference or the rest of Southeast Alaska. So I personally went to the Yukon and said, do you have extra power? They were kind of quiet about it. And anyway, I found out they have extra power in the summertime, but they desperately need extra power, more power in the winter. Well, Skagway uses, we're heavy power users in the summer, and Haynes is heavy power users in the winter, and that's how we ended up getting connected with Haynes. AP&T bought that power company out, and we are able to afford Goat Lake because we have year-round use of power. Hydropower is very expensive, and you have to have a year-round use of it. And, well, make it very simple. I've spent a good percent of my life and money since 1907 trying to get hydropower in here. There is one other answer, and but I don't see it for us unless they put a pipeline of gas from the North Slope down south. We can, natural gas is probably a real good source. They say they're going to put it on the ships. But the big thing that I found with my plan in Southeast Conference, that the native communities, which are in desperate need of help, it would help them, because I was trying to get some of the cruise ship money. It was obvious there was going to be money left over, and I wanted to build them to put it into the intertie. If we had an intertie from the ports of call in Southeast Alaska and even over to the westward, it would go all right by the native villages. Not only would they have cheaper power, they could put in bigger power plant and add to it. And the thing that Juneau, when they're out of power, if we had a grid which would tie into British Columbia, or we could find another way to get Juneau power without them having to pay our prices.
Mavis, I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to ask you to wrap it up.
I'm adamant. We need power.
Thank you.